are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo! Stay tuned. We've got a magical 2 hours of the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Walk together, darling.
Relax, don't do it. When you wanna come through it, relax, don't do it. When you wanna come. Hello. That's right, it's that time to get into this groovy meditation. We've got doo-wop all 2 hours. I'm so excited. I am just magically, divinely getting ready for the 11-11 new moon. Come on, everybody. Get excited. Come on. We're going to get some meditation in. Meet me in the light. Get in line. Get excited. Gotta get excited. So anyways, now we're getting all the craziness out. We're getting all the excitement out. We're getting all of that out. Let's just take it down now. Let's take it down a notch. Take it down now. Take it down now. Breathe in and exhale out. Breathe in and exhale out. Yes. Now, right now, I want you to take some nice deep inhale and exhales. I want you to feel the beautiful love of spirit as it comes to you. All these things that have happened during the week, anything that may have stressed you out, whether it was the holidays, the New Year's, growing into your new self, growing into your new divine highest self can be painful. Letting go of any discord, letting go of anything that doesn't serve our highest being, anything that may have left us feeling disempowered, confusion, loss, whatever it is. I just want you to come and step into this energy of power, this energy of being loved, and this energy of renewal. Yes, you let your old self die, and now it's time to say hello to your new beginning. Letting go the transition of the judgment and the death card of the tarot can be painful, but it is a beautiful transformation when you are able to awaken to your higher self and you're able to connect to what is real, and that we are eternal beings. So when we let go of things, we become free once again and remember our eternal nature. We remember who we really are, that we originally inheritedly a spirit and never attached to anything, including our egos and self-image and whoever we think we may have been. To to be in the process of letting go is the process of understanding who we really are. Just like a butterfly, just like a caterpillar, transitions and goes into their cocoon, maybe our chrysalis, it may be whether they're turning into moths or whether they're turning into butterflies. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable to be in that cocoon for so long, and then when they finally come out, it's like, it's a dying process. But before they come out, the dying process is happening, and when they come out, the butterfly emerges, or the moth emerges, and there is restoration, and you let go. Feel into this nature and let angels heal you as you are asking to be healed and restored to your new. Yes, it's okay if you begin to cry. It's okay if you let it out. It's okay when you're letting go. It's okay. Allow yourself to break free. Allow yourself to be beautiful. Allow yourself Angels have you, no matter what you're going through. Birth and death and rebirth, no matter what it is, angels have you. You are protected, you are loved. There is nothing they would put you through that you couldn't go through. You're a magnificent being. Channeling the infinite God, channeling the God self, higher self right now. Imagine yourself right now, sitting down, beautiful lotus flower. And you're sitting in the beautiful, beautiful weather outside. And you can feel the trees and that beautiful, subtle wind, because it's getting windy out, and you can feel. Sometimes when we are in the wind, we can feel that power of Mother Nature emerging. She's so powerful when the wind blows. Understand that power. That power is within you. It's like nature, that's when she speaks, is when the wind blows, and you can hear the roars, and you can hear the natural beauty. That's her. Allow yourself to be in this moment. You may feel bliss, you may feel uncomfortable, you may feel hesitation, you may be ready to emerge, you may feel all kinds of emotions, but wherever you are, see a golden light just filling your entire body temple, head to toe. You see this beautiful golden light lighting up all of your chakras. You see this beautiful light lighting up everything that belongs to you. And you know that you're safe right now. Feel this energy come to you so freely as you're being healed. As all of your chakras are lit up, you can see all of your angels coming to you. Who's here with you? Who loves you? Which one of your loved ones is here to hold you? Your angel team is right here giving you a message, a personal message. You can feel their presence right here. You can feel their love giving you power and light and comfort and wisdom. They're helping you to remember everything that you already know, all the answers that you're looking for, everything that you're digging out. You already know, you're already here. You're already home, they say. They're healing you. They're healing you. Your love is bright and majestic. They are sharing more and more of their angel power with you. True beauty. Breathing in, breathing out. All of your loved ones are reminding you who you are in this moment and that you are always healed. You can always be restored to anew. You can always come back. And every day is a day to transform. Every day is a day to be born again, is what they say. You are radiant light. You are the channel to beauty and paradise. You have the invention and the answer to all the world's mysteries and secrets. It's you. All the world's mysteries and secrets. You are this. You are safe. You are safe. We're going to keep you safe, say your angels. We're going to help you to grow and glow in so much protection. Feel the protection surrounding you. Amen. As you feel the angelic, divine mastery of God and the angels, you can feel the love surrounding you. You can feel the beauty and the glow. You are okay, they say. You're more than okay. You're healing to the best of your ability. Amen. Say thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Amen. When you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Oh. We say thank you, angels, for our healing, and we put out the intention to continuously grow and glow, to continuously feel safe in your presence. There's so much that goes on in the world. There's so many cords, energy cords, that we pick up throughout the day and absorb. And sometimes we mistake it for ours, but we can only really pick up on those cords if we allow ourselves to vibrate on that frequency. So what we must do is constantly restore and renew ourselves and wash and cleanse and clear and ground constantly. You are so beautiful and I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into this. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Namaste. Namaste all the way. So we're going to be playing doo-wop for the next 2 hours. Ooh, well, not 2 hours now, like more like an hour and 40 minutes. We are here making magic happen. Anyways. That's so weird. Okay, anyways, that's so weird. That's super weird. I don't know what that is. Okay. Something paranormal is happening. Anyway, I love you so much. We have doo-wop. Why? So I had a dream last night. A couple of days, like the day before last night, basically. So in this dream, basically, so a true story, I met a guy who was like in his 80s in the grocery store, like randomly. And he was telling me, yeah, he basically was able to, he knew what it was like to be in the doo-wop era and play doo-wop music. And so as he played doo-wop music, and I mean sang doo-wop music with so many people, he was saying, you know, because this man was mixed race, he was half Italian, half black. And he was saying that, you know, people don't realize how dangerous it was to be in mixed-race doo-wop groups, but they made it happen. They paved the way for the interracial groups. That was the beginning. That was really the beginning of the mainstream interracial group, pop groups, that happened. And it was revolutionary. And people don't really understand how important it was. And, you know, I'll never forget that man. I'll never forget it because he was so important to my inspiration, because I wanted so badly, I've always wanted to be in a doo-wop band and have doo-wop music and be a part of doo-wop. I love it. It's one of my favorite genre. It's just so sentimental. It's so harmonizing and beautiful. And it takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of teamwork. So it's not an easy mastery of vocals to do. So we're going to be playing that. We're going to be playing, you know, one of my favorite, obviously, of the mixed-race doo-wop is Del Vikings. They were, like, probably the biggest. Probably the biggest doo-wop, mixed-race doo-wop group that, notably, that we can actually find, go into the records and be like, oh, Del Vikings. So I'm going to play, yeah, here we go with Whispering Bells. This is actually on the soundtrack, you know, I don't even know what the hell is going on. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, so this is Whispering Bells. Oh my goodness, sorry for that technical error. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for that technical error. That was my Bluetooth playing and I was like, what is going on here? I was like, why is the music? Oh my God, that was kind of supernatural. Anyways, so sorry about that. Here we go with some Del Vikings.
Whispering bells, love you so. I didn't care. More than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for?
Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down
my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you, I need you, I need you. You look like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing.
space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, and away!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hello there. Life is good. Life is magnificent right now. Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. You can run along for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. I don't know, that song is just in my head, channeling music. Anyway, at 7:05, we were gonna do the shamanic drumming. The shamanic drumming. And we are going to continue with love, light, and magic. I'm just inhaling and taking everything in. Figure and getting a lot of messages and communicating what needs to be communicated. All things that are good. All things that are magnificent. So, yep, the shamanic journey is at 7:05. We're going to heal, we're going to connect, we're going to just be involved with nature. Yeah, I just had a pause. I'm having a moment right now. Thank God there's music going on. There's some transformational things happening. Anyways, here we go. We have the platters. Twilight time happening. Connecting with the highest good, with the highest realm. There's just a lot of information that is coming in, and I can't wait till the end of the show to see what angels have to say. There's been a lot of lessons going on. We're going to have the 11, the new moon cycle. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening, so let's continue. Let's continue on with the platters.
Shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight light. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. In the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight.
Venus, if you will, please send the little girl for me to thrill. Da 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 da. I hope you enjoyed that. That was The Platters with Twilight Time. Such a beautiful, beautiful, timeless song. Oh my goodness. It's so good. Everything here. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for just being here and blessing the radio station with this beautiful, beautiful music. Just bringing me back. I need this energy so much. Thank you. We got some Mystics.
Blue Star. Blue Star.
Just why I love her so, and I will show.
You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, the Boston Medium. We're playing all doo-wop and connecting with the times and really appreciating the integrating musical groups. And that was the beginning of it, really. And you know, the sentimental energy of how much 50s music really integrated the whole entire country. How 50s music was revolutionary in mixed racing. And really bringing that to the light, because me, I am of mixed race. I'm all different kinds of nationality. And they all did this and set the tone so I could be here doing this. So what a pleasure and an honor. And I hope they're all proud of me. I hope you're all proud of me that I'm doing this. And that I'm connecting with the spirit world, and that I'm doing it in this most unique, innovative way. You are just my inspiration. Thank you so, so much. Life is good. Life is so good. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and thank you, angels. And stay tuned for the shamanic journeying that we have here. It's going to be really good. We're going to journey. We're going to see what our guides want. We're going to see everything that has to come into fruition of what it is that we need to bring on before, you know, that's getting us ready for the 11-11 portal, and I'm really excited. Amen. Whew. Here's the Cleftones with Can't We Be Sweethearts. I love this.